Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw quite a crowd, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heat bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Nagin, co-author, along with Susan Nagin, of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He was way ahead of his time, folks, because he wrote that book when most of us had dial-up. He was trying to tell us about it, and he's still doing it. Bob, you're doing something. You and Susan are doing something awesome there at WhizBang Training. WhizBangTraining.com, right, is the website. And if they go there.
Yeah, WhizBang, there's an H in the Whiz. Yeah.
Right, don't forget that. And tell them your Facebook page, because you guys are kicking off your 15 minutes a day retail energy shot there that you're doing on Facebook. Tell us about that quickly.
Yeah. Well, thanks for let me talk about it. Yeah, so starting today, every day at 9:30 in the morning Eastern, for about 15 minutes, we're doing, and this is happening from now until the end of the year, it's called Your Holiday Hotline. Hope, help, and how-tos for a sane and successful season. So for 15 minutes, Susan and I are going to get on and share best ideas, you know, just sort of be there to encourage and, you know, it's going to be a tricky season, man. Yeah. It's just an opportunity for us to serve the retail community. So happening today, 5 days a week.
Well, thank you for your leadership, Bob. Folks, we can always count on Bob and Susan for their leadership. Talk to us some more about the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter really starts for most retailers in the spring, right? That's when they order their goods.
A lot of people were
about to order their goods in April for the fourth quarter when the coronavirus hit, and they didn't know how much to order. Maybe the good news is they didn't order as much as they thought they should have. Maybe they don't have as much inventory to get rid of now. What do you think?
Well, so the number one thing about this holiday season is that it's going to be tricky. And you just hit something really important on the nose, you know. And a lot of retailers this year are going to what we call a scattered mix, meaning, you know, you're just going to call your vendors and say, what do you got?
Right.
And, you know, so this idea of having, you know, a steady flow of predetermined merchandise, if you're counting on that, you might be in trouble. One of the big merchandising trends for this holiday season is bundles. Huh. And there's two reasons for that. One is it makes it efficient and easy for people to shop quickly. And two, it's a great way to take all of this sort of disparate merchandise and put it into and create a way to sell it. So, oh, yeah, and everything. You know, we talked about this the last time I was on, this idea of omni-experiential. People are going to be doing a lot of social selling live, Facebook Lives where they're selling, by appointments. It's just going to be, you know, the name of the game is to hustle and be flexible.
Will there be any, after this is over, God help us to get that as soon as possible. But when this is behind us, sometime between COVID-19 and COVID-21, whenever that next one hits, will there actually ever be any 100% pure, concrete, door over the bell retailers anymore? I mean, people who literally walk in and they say, what's your website? And they say, we don't have one. Is there ever going to be another retailer like that?
You know, so there may be. And you know why there may be? Because it's always changing, right? So it may be a trend that people only do in-store because that is their particular niche.
Well, there's no question, Bob, that it's charming, but as somebody who you know, I'm older than you are, I remember those days better than you do even, but that's not a good business model anymore. I'm not saying you shouldn't have
it. No, it's a terrible business model.
I'm just saying
model.
You can't depend on that anymore, can you?
No, And so, you know, during the, you know, during the spring when everything was shut down, you know, our Facebook community, Whizbang Retailers, it was amazing. People were putting together websites in record speed, right? Because everybody's going, you know, the model used to be drive people into the store. Now the model is omni-experiential. Let people buy from you the way that they want to buy from you. So people want to support local retailers, but they may not want to come into your store.
They want to shop tonight while they're. I mean, people don't watch television anymore unless there's something.
Right.
If they're watching television, there's some device in their lap they're doing something else with. They're looking at your inventory.
That's exactly right.
And they may call you tomorrow morning and say, "Hey, would you have this by the front door? Here's my credit card. I just sit it outside the door and I'll come pick it up in a minute." Right? Last time.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. That's what I call omni-experiential. People, three of our retailers actually have created their own, no, two, I'm sorry. One is just doing live every day. But one of our clients has created her own shopping network.
Wow. That's amazing. Hey, Bob, I gotta wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, quick. How do we find you?
Oh,
on Facebook?
Sure, of course.
How do we find you on Facebook?
WhizBangTraining.com is our URL, and we're WhizBang Retail Training on Facebook.
All right, so check it out, Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back again another day. We always get smarter when Bob joins us. I'm Jim Blassett. We'll stay with you. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.